Nordic resistance movement on trial. Mm. You know, the movement on trial. They really tried to have... They made irrelevant arguments in trial that they had to then back down on.
Yeah.
Which it made it obvious that that's what they're going for.
Yes, exactly. It was a great victory, of course, and...
it's currently appealed, is it?
Yes. So we'll it will go to the... what do you say? Appeal court.
Yeah, court of appeals.
Court of appeals, and we'll see. But the verdict was very well written, and they had very good arguments against the prosecutor, who also they didn't bring the sharpest prosecutor to this case, which is kind of strange. He made a very tired and hopeless impression.
Sleepy Joe.
Yeah, we named him Sleepy Joe at Nordfront. So he was... I don't think he really believed in what he was doing. It was... He had some pretty silly arguments in the hate crime part. Some guys were convicted for rioting.
Violent riots.
But...
But they weren't violent riots.
That's no, it was unfair, yeah. But it's not as important because in our marches, it's that kind of riots or fighting with the police seldom happen. So it doesn't prevent us from marching. But if the hate crime parts would go all the way, we would have a problem in the future, and they would also probably go back to other marches that we held and convict people there if they
retroactive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was a great victory. Of course, we wrote a lot about it on Nordfront and in our different radio shows. We talked about it during the trial and after the trial and before the trial too. It was one of the major issues for us this year, and a great victory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.